am nothing. I am Krishna. I am attracting you beyond your consciousness. Very substance that attracting everything to give a shape, I am there. I am the living attraction. You know of gravitation, attraction, affection, that is the physical form of affection. I am affection personified. If I withdraw, it will be turned into desert, if possible. All searching me, or all searching him, but unknowingly, and non-methodical, sukh, happiness, pleasure, everyone wants, searching up. But does not know how to search the that happiness properly, and what is that thing really is. A scientific search of the pleasure, of joy. Scientific search, Krishna Anusandhan. The search will end in him. All the emporium of all rasa, Santa Dasya Sakha Bhatsundra Madhura, combination of all different types of pleasing substance, rasa. Rasa Vaisha, Veda, the revealed scripture declares, which can supply ecstasy within us, our food. What's human nature's deadly food, the phantom of delight, in the gross sense that is mentioned there, phantom of delight, human nature's deadly food, but that is in the highest sense, human nature's deadly food can be found only in Krishna conception. Whole self-satisfaction. In other words, in that wonderful statement, Pratyanga Ladikande Pratyangamo, every atom of our body is hankering to be united with the corresponding atom of that body. What to speak about? The whole self. We, as a whole self, being attracted there. Every atom there is attracting every atom in our body and saying, come here, get your satisfaction. If you combine, you will feel satisfaction. Krishna is such. Krishna attracting and giving satisfaction. He is attracting everything and giving satisfaction to everything. That is food to the hungry. The food to the hungry. hungry mind. Mind is running here, there for satisfaction, but coming disappointed back. Mind is running on all sides. It's very fickle. This side, that side, trying to get satisfaction. But it is coming back disappointed. But that mind can find satisfaction only with his connection. Akhila Ramata Mukti, the nectarine figure, combination of all places of satisfaction in harmony. That told in Krishna conception of Godhead, family life, home life, home life, home. I may not care to look after my own interest, but my home is always trying to satisfy me beyond my consciousness. That is home. Home means beyond my consciousness is trying to supply my fulfillment. That is home. All thinking well about me. As there, the welfare of mine is being designed and also disposed of. That is home, without my consciousness. Home means causeless affection from mother's side, father's side, parent's side, wife's side, and the husband's side, family, all thinking good of another, without his notice. Without his notice, without his the very atmosphere is eager to supply welfare need to anybody. Home, the back to home. They are thinking good of us. Everyone, every atom is thinking good of me and trying to give goodness in me. Home. We may not know. We are not conscious by which I will be satisfied. But they know. The mothers know how to satisfy the child. To go that higher existence, to take shelter in the higher existence, a goodwill, higher existence of goodwill. These are Indriyasukha, the sense perception. Sense pleasure, like so many prostitutes. They are calling us for temporary satisfaction and then reaction. That sort of offer coming from the superficial, the surface of the world, sense satisfaction. Asat Bhatta Vesya, Das Goswami says, that without Krishna, all the tidings, all the calls of the surface nature, they are like so many prostitutes, a temporary satisfaction and then reaction. So give them that false charm, sense. name, popularity. These three things are our enemy here. The local credit, Pratishtha, local credit, credit in the local interest department. Hare Krishna. Gaudhari.
Desire.
I have one question.
Murali Dhar Prabhu. He has one question.
What is that? Maharaj,
I heard that Krishna is doing Guru Seva. Is this right?
Guru Seva.
What does he say?
He says he has heard that Krishna is doing Guru Seva. Is that correct?
Krishna?
Gaura.
Gaura.
Gaura Seva.
Krishna?
Is doing Gaura. Gaura Mahaprabhu Seva. Is that right? Is that correct?
Krishna?
Is doing Gauranga Mahaprabhu Seva.
Who?
Krishna.
Krishna is serving Gauranga. Yes, we can think that Krishna is charmed by his own parallel existence of Gauranga, charmed by him because Gauranga means Krishna and Radha. Krishna is one, Gauranga and is combination of Radha Krishna. So that is more. And Gauranga is prepared to distribute the Krishna prem to one and all. Extending the market of the sale, extending the market for the sale, for distribution of the divine love, magnanimous Krishna. And Krishna comes to the mood of Radha, both combined, comes to distribute their inner wealth to one and all the public for their benefit. That Krishna is Gauranga. Not only Krishna, Krishna in the mood of Radha and engaged in the distribution of his own wealth to the outside people. So for us, Krishna is more valuable than when he is Gauranga. Because there we get our heart satisfaction in distributing himself. And that Gauranga is higher than Krishna. Gaur-lila. Krishna engaged in distributing himself causelessly to the others. So that is higher for us. And independent of our thinking, because both combined, Radha Krishna, particularly. Nadini Shakti Rasmat, Ekatma Nambu Vira Devidam Gatutu. So they are one. In Vrindavan Lila, they became two, divided. And again in Gaur Lila, they are both eternal. Sundar is always in two moods. One combined and one in different. up and after in Bhagavad Gita fasting. One thing being divided, whole into one becomes Gauranga, not Brahma. According to the Gyan, the whole Shakti, the potency and the owner of the potency combined. The Gyan said, then it is non-differentiated Brahma. But to us, that is not non-differentiated Brahma that becomes Gauranga. Searching himself, Savajana, Prayojana, Vibhajana. When one, Radha Krishna, the potency and the owner of the potency combined together in one whole, absolute, then he is searching himself, he is feeling himself, searching himself, and in that way he is distributing himself to others. In Paronama Stotra I have got Advaika Dukkha Purna. Atma-siddha, purna-sakha-lakhanam, sanubhava-nanda-nitya, kirtan-atma-bhanjanam. The sign of the absolute perfect, the full absolute, would be this, that he is dancing because he is overjoyed in his inner satisfaction. He is satisfied with himself and nothing to search for his satisfaction outside, he will dance. The dancing attitude is showing that he is fooling himself. And the kirtan, chanting, distributing that to others. That we find in Gauranga. He is dancing, that is fooling himself. And the kirtan chanting, he is distributing that. And this is self-evident. And this is the sign of the fullest substance, that the absolute, highest absolute. Kirtanat Advaikala. That is mentioned in one stanza in Premanhamsta. Purna sakha lakhanam, the satisfaction that anandam ecstasy in its fullest conception will have such sign, such symptom. What? That is dancing in himself, that is his full in himself. And he is chanting, he is giving himself out to the environment. That should be the highest ideal of the absolute happiness. And that we find in Gauranga, Radha Krishna together. You follow?
Yes.
What do you say? I tried to express this idea in that stanza in Vimalham Stutra. And Swarup Damodar says, Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhagate Radhini Shakti. Why, who is Radharani? She is the love of Krishna in a particular form. The object of love of Krishna. So, they are one sin. Krishna, the love, the affection of Krishna in particular form. So it belongs to Krishna, so it is one. One. But still for the past tense in Dwapar Yuga, they became divided in Vrindavan Lila. Two parties. One predominating and that predominated mighty. They parted with their own paraphernalia and began their pastimes in different way, their play. And they come together, combine together, become Gauranga. and began to distribute himself to the public automatically by nature. Come, take me. I am your husband. The mood of Radha Rani. Their own common treasure they began to loot, to allow them to be looted. Both with the consent, both the parties, they began to be looted by the public. Take this. Their treasure, they allowed their treasure to be looted, both combined. None to give objection. Combined Gauranga. So, Gauranga is our greater shelter. Yatha yatha Gaurapada Aravindi Kriyeta Bhakti Kriyeta Punnarar Tatha Tathut Svatpati Siddha Kashwam Radha Panam Bhoja Sudham Bhudar. If you can secure a card, admission card from Gauranga, you will find you are automatically you are present in the harem of Krishna. You are in the group of Radharani, so engaged in sadhu. Admission card issued from here, and you are accepted in the confidential circle of service there. So Nityananda Prabhu tried his best. Anyhow, connect yourself with Gauranga. My poor fallen souls, my friends, connect yourself with Gauranga anyhow. It is very easy for you. For the fallen souls, it is very easy to make connection with Gauranga. And you automatically everything will come unexpectedly to you, for your inner heart satisfaction. But anyhow, connect. From door to door, it can pass. Have a connection with Gauranga. Have a connection with Gauranga. And you will be the richest of the rich. Door to door, Nityananda Prabhu, one Lord. Bhaja Gauranga, kaha Gauranga, la Gauranga's naam, je jana Gauranga bhaje se yamar pran. As body Nityananda Bhumi Gauri Jaya, he began to roll on the door of the customers. Take Gauranga, take Gauranga, with tears on his eyes, that golden body began to roll on the door of the of so many customers. Accept Gauranga, take Gauranga. You don't know what is passing away from your door. Accept the Gauranga. And how is Nityananda? Hari. Nityaya Karuna Hari Vajay Radha Krishna. Everything will be in your place. Try to have the grace of Nityananda. He can give Gauranga. And if you get Gauranga, you have got everything. They consent both the parties, Radha Krishna. But not only those sound symbols, but the meaning underlying, we have to follow, try to follow. What is meant by these sounds? Nadirvidu Shatta Gatinya Vishnu, Rasayaji Vahirattamam. From the external side, not to consider, but the substance within, we have to search for that. We have to search for the meaning, arthishu abhigyam, the real meaning, the hit, the mark, what does it mean? The substance, brahma jigyasa, and the krishnanusandham. Search for Krishna. Really, it is beautiful. Die deep. Die. Die to live. Not only here in the surface of your sense experience. You have to dive deep. That's your reality. Adhu Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti Nishtha Ruchi Ruchi Asakti Bhav then Prem. So many stages we have to pass through to dive deep into the reality. There's so many superficial khosa, we call it, covers, so many stages of our mental covers we have to pass through, and then we have to come into the touch of the reality. To die, to live. So our state and exclusive, our progress. That will be such that we have to pass through all these covers and to enter into the substantial world. Adhu Shraddha, first faith, then Sadhu Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, then keeping company with those agents, Sadhu Sangha. Or bhajana kriya, then as this advise us to discharge those duties, that cultivation, culture, to hear, to speak, to receive, to distribute, and so many others, to recollection and serving attitude. So that is, so then Sovan Bhajana Kriya, then Anartha Nivritti, the super ulterior demands of our superficial nature, they will disappear. Then Nishtha, a continuous aspiration for Krishna, or the inner substance, continuous, without any interruption by any superficial demand, the nishtha, ruchi, then taste will be created for that. Before that, the taste cannot be relied on. But when after continuous attempt for the truth, the taste will come, that is reliable, genuine taste, ruchi. Then that will increase into asakti. When without we can't tolerate any separation from that test of particular, that truth, asakti. Then bhava. Then bhava, a superficial connection with reality. Then prema, when we enter into the reality. And then the positive development, sneha, man, parma, raguna, bhava, mahabhava, as a positive participation into reality will create so many things in us. The process is there. It is not imagination, but the process of elimination, the progress, elimination and acceptance is there. Then we shall, what is real to us at present, the sense experience world, that will evaporate, and we shall found in the midst of the inner world, like a yogi, like a deep scientific scholar engaged in research for getting the world. That is a very meager example, more deep and interesting we will find there. The forgetfulness of this cover. Natri-vidu-sat-gati-dura-sayadi-bhairat-tamanya. We are reading on the cover over the surface, the world. We are reading, we are misreading things because we are reading only on the cover. But what is inner substance, we do not care to know. And that we have to go. It is the cover floating on our consciousness. Leaving the cover, we shall try to enter into a deep consciousness. A consciousness, you give me experience of this world of sense experience. I don't like. I want to exploit you deeper. We are to enter into our own consciousness too. There too, this is a part, our consciousness is a part of the whole consciousness. So we have to tackle the extensive consciousness and we are a part of that. The subjective exploitation, not in the objective side, that the stone, the person, this heart or the water, no. Subjective consciousness we shall have to enter into, the causal, the causal truth, and gradually we shall find these things. The source of knowledge we have to tackle, we have to enter into the fountain from where the water is oozing. Water is coming outside through the fountain. We have to enter into the fountain to understand what type of water, how it is stocked in what way. Enter into the source of knowledge and to find out where from it comes. Against the current we have to move. And what is the product of the current? Is just floating on our senses, and it is tension, and it is reactionary. So we have to enter into the source and to have proper exploitation with the help of the agents there. Atma, Paramatma. Then Bhagavan conception, Bhajaniya, ultimately we shall find that we have to solve a wonderful substance of ecstasy. And if we can engage ourselves and get a slavery into that part, we shall find our fate is, fortune is fulfilled. Such high kind of pleasure is there, satisfaction is there. Anyhow, any neglectful connection, if we get with that, we shall think all our fulfillment, the final fulfillment we have got. It's right connection of that treasure, the source of all knowledge and all ecstasy. If we can approach that one. Subjective inquiry. Against the current we shall have to go.
Maharaj, I have one question. Is cultivation more important or preaching? Cultivation of Krishna consciousness is more important or preaching of Krishna consciousness?
Preaching.
Yes, self-cultivation, improvement, or preaching to others?
Preaching is the highest form of cultivation. Intensified culture is preaching kirtan. Offensive for offensive, to help others and to eliminate, that they push the water. That jet, Biman means plane, jet plane of the British. They devour air from in the front and pass it forcibly, just as in swimming, we push the water back and we make progress. Kirtan is like that. A jet Biman, jet plane, pushing back. The poison that is coming to attack, to deal with nectar, that sort of poison, for me and for others also, the whole environment. Culture means it is concerned with you only one, but here we are concerned with the whole environment. We are purifying the whole environment. More force is necessary. To purify the environment and at the same time to become the source of purification, that is more attraction of capital from the higher. We have to draw, if we distribute things, then we have to invent more from the capitalist, higher capitalist. And more extensive, more forceful, while not to purify yourself, but to purify, trying to purify the environment. More forceful action. And thereby we are benefited. From another side, it helps others, and as a reaction, I get some reward from higher, because I am helping others, along with my own realization. I am helping realization of the so many. So I get reward from there. And for me also, I can exhaust myself in engaging my whole energy when I am engaged in kirtan. Concentration, that is, I can utilize myself more extensively when I engage myself in kirtan. Purifying the atmosphere, not only myself within. This is weak. Smaran, the meditation is weak, but kirtan is strong. In meditation, we may, the self-deception may enter easily, but on kirtan, we may not be irrelevant. All attention we must have to be. The circumstance will help me to be all attention. So in many ways, kirtan, especially in Kali Yuga, it is more helpful. It is recommended like that. Offensive for offensive. And also helping so many. That is a great thing. Ostaspandara matrena kirtanam tu tatu param. Smaran, the meditation is weak. And even if you slight kirtan by moving your waist, your lips, that's also better. Because so many subtle elements are outside, they are helped by the movement of your lips. Then high kirtan, loud kirtan, that is more beneficial, helping so many. And your exertion is also to an intensified degree. You will have to engage every now for that purpose. More relevant, more attentive. You can engage yourself best in kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaura Hare Krishna. You have to assert yourself more when reaching Kirtan.
Maharaj, one more question.
Huh?
One more question. Collection of, when you go for collection,
huh?
When we go to give Sukruti while preaching, is it more important to concentrate on taking their
both
energy
you
or preaching?
Them. Yes, you also, you have to assert yourself why you would, you have come for collection. So you have to convince him, you have to exercise your all not to convince him about the Krishna conception. That is the better prospect of life you have to establish. And then to get some energy from him to be utilized for the service of the Lord and doing some positive good in that person, that his energy is being utilized for the service. We are distributing Sukriti. His action is being utilized through you for his future best benefit. So that is also more helpful. To Kirtan, to do Kirtan, to try him to know what is his own benefit and also to help him by utilizing his energy for the service of that purpose. That is the more beneficial. Collection, Diksha, by Krishna Kirtan. And you have to exercise your own capacity to the fullest extent to collect something from, to convince him, so that he must contribute something. So to your exertion, but to convince him will be more intensified. That you have to convince him and to get some energy from him, convincing. So that will be more intense.
Merely preaching and not taking money is useless. Unless he gives some money, his
that
energy...
That is also something,
something,
not useless, something. But that will be more fruitful when you, and practical, when you can collect some energy from him and it has double benefit for them. And you will be rewarded in that way from upper house. Not only you are trying to get him entrance into, but practically his past life also you are engaging by collecting his energy. His past life he has collected something, his energy he utilizes, and you are taking that. His past life also is engaged in his service. And at present you are, when you are talking with him, you are capturing his present time. And the past time, when you get some energy, that is also that. And if you can create Shraddha, then his future also you are trying to engage. He will do again in future. And you will be benefited and rewarded according to that from your master.